AirTran has kept the size of its offer at $389 million, but the company says it's extending its deadline to give three people it hopes to get elected to Midwest's board of directors on Thursday enough time to help convince Midwest it should merge with its larger pursuer. Midwest Vice President Carol Scornica says it's reasonable to expect AirTran's slate of candidates will be elected.
And when they are, they will be members of the board and they'll have fiduciary obligations to the entire group of shareholders, not just those who have promoted them. And we would hope that they would come to understand the value of the strategic plan that our board has approved so far. They would be entitled to inside information that the public and other shareholders don't have.
Midwest has recently announced or started route expansions, and it plans to add more seats on many aircraft. But AirTran says there are also plenty of Midwest shareholders that want a deal. AirTran says the tentative figure is now up to around 60%. But Carol Scornica says AirTran's backing has only increased about 3% in recent weeks.
Well, we were actually a little bit surprised that the tender results weren't stronger in view of the fact that AirTran has spent an extraordinary amount of time and resources trying to get to shareholders since the last expiration. They've had about four letters, and they've had shareholder advocacy groups supporting them and many communications with the media.
AirTran did not respond to requests for an interview. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.